I never ever heard him complain about CAF. I heard him complain about the social welfare system or the hospital care system, never ever about his own condition. And Brendan, I think he was 51 when he died, he is an amazing man in his own right. He was the first person with CF to be transplanted from Ireland in Newcastle and England.
And at that time, Philip, expectations, would have been measured. No one, I don't think, could have predicted that he would end up being the longest surviving post-transplant patient.
He definitely got a longer lease of life, and it really shows the fantastic impact of transplantation and people given the gift of life. Amazingly enough, all our patients get a double lung transplant, but because anybody knows Brendan, he had a very small frame, mm-hmm. and so obviously they couldn't put two lungs into him, so they only gave him one lung, and he survived on one lung 26 years after he was transplanted, making him the longest CF transplant recipient in Ireland. So he was a battler for not only himself but for other people as well, and he was such a joy. He was such a character, as you rightly say.
Yeah, and his book in the early 90s, The Will to Survive, sums an awful lot of Brendan up.
Oh my goodness, yeah, and he had that kind of real strong Donegal accent that you couldn't miss, and he'd just ring out of the blue sometimes and say, "Hey Philip, did you hear about this? And you see what's going on there?" And he was all nearly always first with some form of news, urging us to do something about, improving facilities and so on. But, he always spoke so warmly about the staff who looked after him, particularly in the Mater, and previously in Connolly Hospital in Blanchardstown, who looked after him for many years as well, and the team in Newcastle who transplanted him. He was forever thankful about it. And I just looked up the Irish Times in August 1992 when he was transplanted, and there's a beautiful picture of Brendan standing looking up at the minister. The minister is about twice his height, and shaking hands and congratulating Brendan as the first transplant recipient to a CF, he may have been small of frame, but he was big of heart. Absolutely fantastic character.
Yeah, and everyone going through the transplantation process can make their own choice. Some people might want to keep themselves to themselves, and they're perfectly entitled to do so. Other people, like Brendan, speak publicly about his life, what his life was beforehand, the difference it made. We can never measure the impact someone Brendan had in terms of encouraging people to become organ donors and how many lives they went on to save. It's immeasurable, but it has to be significant.
And in many ways, I think we, like tonight and tomorrow when he is buried, people will be celebrating his life in terms of what he has done, not only for CF, but also for raising awareness about the impact of what transplantation can do. And we hope that, the minister, maybe in his, as part of his legacy, will bring in this new form of organ donor consent, which will mean that more organs will become available for transplantation, because it makes a massive difference to our patients, and for kidney patients and heart and lung and pancreas patients, I hope that's passed and is his honour now. I think it would be fitting tribute to Brendan, fantastic guy.
Yeah, everywhere you look, there's fantastic quotes about him. Dr. John Dogg, who carried out the operation, said, "He's one in a million. This man is extraordinary. From the beginning, he was a winner. He just wasn't going to die. Now he's close to being one of the longest survivors of a single lung transplant in the world." And then he went on to become the longest survivor then. So that's
there you are. So hopefully that'll put him in the Guinness Book of Records as well. He had a difficult last couple of years, and he was on oxygen permanently, really, and But as I say, he never complained about himself, you know. And he looked after very well in the nursing home that he was in, and the lovely staff in the Mater Hospital, led by Professor Jim Meegan.
Because they end up having a very personal relationship with people, don't they? I mean, they feel this loss just like the rest of us.
They do, you know, and it's I think it's, you know, I remember talking to a consultant once who worked with people with CF, and he said it was on his day of retirement that he opened the drawer and he found all the mass cards of people who had passed away, you know, and he said that had really hit him, you know. It was like he said, it was almost like post-traumatic stress, you know. And you know, fortunately now CF is a much more hopeful story, and our patients are, you know, most of them are living now into their 30s and 40s, you know. And whereas in Brendan's day, he wasn't expected to live beyond the 18 or 19 probably, you know. And there was the lung transplant which definitely saved him. He wouldn't be around today only for the wonderful generosity of somebody donating their lungs.
And he was conscious of that the whole time as well, of course. The gift that was given to him. Philip, sorry for your loss in Cystic Fibrosis Ireland, and his family and friends and everyone's, you know, that knew him. But it's a measure of Brendan that he impacted on so many people so positively. So in that, he did a lot for everybody.
Oh, absolutely. And the goal of Stranelaar and Donegal should be really, really proud of him. A very modest man, but he did so much and cared for, you know, people who were disadvantaged or in poverty or who were, you know, experience inequalities. Brendan would be the first to, you know, get the email in and contact your radio station. And I remember many a time listening to him, and just to thank you too for giving them that platform as well. It was very much appreciated, you know.
Well, I'll miss speaking to him. Philip, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Sorry it's under these circumstances, but I think there's an awful lot in Brendan's life to celebrate.
Celebrate. Exactly. I think that's the way to look at it, absolutely.
All right, Philip, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take care. That's Philip Watt there, CEO of Cystic Fibrosis Ireland.